Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to r/ProRevenge, where many of you join me to listen to stories about others getting what they deserve. Guys, buckle up today, because today's episode is one long story. Guys, I put off reading this one for a while because I usually like to dig a little deeper into the sub, but I'm so glad I decided to read it because this revenge is incredible. Guys, I don't want to give away anything, so I'm just going to get straight into the story. I hope you stay for the story today, and do hit that subscribe button for future stories, and I'll send you a cookie. I'm just kidding, I don't have any cookies. Let's get into it. This story is titled Boyfriend of 5 years cheated on me, so I ruined his precious RuneScape account. My boyfriend and I had met online well over 6 years ago through an online game by the name of RuneScape. He was 14 and I was 17, but it felt like we had been friends forever. We played the game very often and connected through it, eventually leading us to start a long-distance relationship. Things began to escalate as the years went on, and we began seeing each other in person every few months or so. We were about 1,500 miles apart, so one of our main priorities for the future was moving in together and closing that distance. My job had prevented us from doing that, but we had finally set a date for me to move in with him in December of this year. Our relationship never had any serious issues, and I was more than happy to have him in my life, as he was happy to have me. As I got older, I began to play RuneScape less and less, as work took up most of my time. And he continued to play regularly, if not more than he had when I first met him. He could never really hold down a job and barely had an income, but I supported him throughout the years, and even paid his rent from across the country after he moved out of his parents' house a few years ago. I never really minded it because he was a sweetheart, but we began to have problems. In November of last year, I couldn't help pay his monthly rent. I was short on cash after having to pay my own living expenses, along with car repairs and bills that I owed to the state. I just couldn't afford to support him at the time. When I called him one night to discuss it, he freaked out and started crying that he didn't want to live with his parents again. I tried calming him down and even suggesting that I could help him find a temporary job until I could start providing for him again, but he wasn't having it. He claimed his parents would abuse him if he went back home, which I know for a fact isn't true, because him and his parents have stayed with me several times. They've given him the world. I eventually did calm him down, but he remained passive-aggressive the entire night, and we eventually hung up. Because I cared about him, I reached out to his father the next day and informed him that he would probably be moving back home after his lease expired that month. I explained how I wouldn't be able to afford paying for his living for a month or two, and if there were any local jobs he could work in order to, you know, make an income. Apparently, a friend of his father needed help managing a small warehouse for his business and was looking to potentially hire my boyfriend for the season. It paid $15 an hour and was super easy, lifting boxes, sweeping floors, and taking inventory. I brought it up to my boyfriend the same night, and he was not having it. Not only did he not want to work in a warehouse, but he didn't want to work at all. All he planned to do day in and day out was play RuneScape. I brought up a few other job listings I'd found in his area, and he immediately shot all of them down as well. He then had the audacity to comment about how he thinks that I should work harder and possibly work a second job. I kept my composure and simply argued against it until we eventually hung up. I collapsed on my bed and cried for a good hour or two afterwards because of the immense emotional stress I was under. Not only do I work 8 hours a day, 6 days a week, I'm also an industrial meteorologist. If I remember correctly, that's a lot more work than playing RuneScape every day and using my Hulu account. I really considered breaking up with him right at the moment, but I changed my mind and decided to give him another chance. And looking back on it, it was a big mistake. I messaged him throughout the night, and we sort of made up, but I was still feeling uneasy about the entire event. He had moved back with his parents by the time December had come, and I had begun to help him look for jobs while he wasted his life playing video games. I eventually persuaded him to start working at a small retail store near his house, and he thankfully began to make some money. I would still buy him video games and transfer him money like normal because I spoiled him. Our relationship began to feel somewhat okay again. Last month, both him and I put our money together to fly him across the US to stay with me for 4 days. We hadn't seen each other in person since last summer, so we were both looking forward to it. He arrived and we had a great time for the first few days because he could actually take me on dates for once with his new income. Everything was perfect. Until I caught a glimpse of his phone's lock screen while he was taking a shower. The Discord message read, "When are you gonna leave her?" I could have ran into the bathroom and snapped his neck in that moment, but I kept myself together as best as I could without killing him. I had never felt so used, disrespected, or hated in my entire life. When he came out of the bathroom, I gave him a fake smile, but I genuinely hated him from that moment on. He could have dropped dead on the floor, and I would have spit on him. I spent the remainder of the night watching him play RuneScape, and I remained very quiet. He took notice of this and asked me if everything was okay, and I lied and I told him I was fine. When it came time to go to sleep, I let him climb into bed with me, and he tried initiating sex because it was our final night together. I rejected politely as I could without tearing his member completely off. He was disappointed, but went out like a light. Immediately after he went to sleep, I reached over and unplugged his phone and started digging through his messages with the girl. I feared that I had misunderstood the message that I'd seen, but I was completely right after all. Not only had he been cheating on me, he had been doing it for nearly 6 months, leading me to believe that he hooked up with the other girl directly after I couldn't pay for his living in November. I scrolled through probably 100,000 messages, and I wanted to vomit my insides out by the end of it. He had talked so much trash about me, claimed that I was emotionally abusive, just as he'd done with his parents, and even sent this girl my nudes so they could pick me apart physically. When morning came, I had slept in because of how late I was up reading the messages. I woke up to find him on my computer playing RuneScape and eating my food. It was like all of our relationship had been wiped from my mind, and he was now an evil stranger sitting in my house. I wanted to scream at him, I wanted to tear him apart and kick him out of the house and onto the street, but I didn't. In fact, I gave him as much love and attention as I could muster that morning because I wanted to leave things feeling normal between us. I dropped him off at the airport, and we had a quick and somber goodbye before I left him forever, unbeknownst to him. I drove back home as calmly as I could before crying my eyes out in a mix of complete anger and emotional pain. I ended up kicking my bed frame so hard that the wood split, and I had to buy another one recently, if only it were his face. I wanted to break his heart by the time he arrived back home, but I wanted it to really hurt. I logged into our joint RuneScape account that we'd made several years ago, where him and I would work on training the same account and raising it almost like our quote-unquote baby.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We had always joked that if we were ever to split up, that he would take half the account's bank contents and I would take the rest. I took my half and transferred it to my main account before taking his half and giving it away to random people throughout the game. Every last bit of it. Even items that I normally couldn't trade away, I used a spell to convert the items into coins, which I then gave away as well. The account was now empty. But then, something amazing happened. It then occurred to me that I had the credentials to his main account, and they were written down in my desk, as he would frequently have me train his farming skill every so often. I didn't hesitate at all, and logged into his precious 14-year-old RuneScape account. That's right, this is his main account that he spent 14 precious years of his life on. After logging into his user account, I immediately took all of the contents of his bank and sold it on the Grand Exchange, a marketplace in the game. It took an extremely long time to clear out his bank, but he would still be flying home for about another 4 hours, so I had plenty of time. By the time I had sold and destroyed everything, I had 4 stacks of coins, totaling over 8.5 billion in-game coins. Now, what to spend it on? I wanted to waste his quote-unquote life earnings on the most useless, stupid thing I could think of besides him. I logged back into my main account to reach out to a friend of mine that collects massive stacks of burnt food in the game. For the unaware, burnt food in RuneScape has no use. You can't unburn them, you can't eat them, you can't even sell them on the Grand Exchange. They are, however, tradable amongst players. I've always poked fun at the guy for collecting burnt food, since there's literally no use for it. But I was now more thankful than ever to make his acquaintance in my revenge. I asked him what the most obscure, unwanted burnt food item was, and he replied, "Burnt spider." Lo and behold, he had roughly 6,000 of the item, Spider on Shaft, burnt, in his bank that he was willing to sell me. Feeling generous with my ex-boyfriend's coins, I gave my friend a full stack of 2.147 billion coins and left a very happy customer. I dropped the 6,083 burnt spiders into his bank, but still had about 6 billion coins left to spend. With the remaining money, I decided to treat myself. I went onto the Grand Exchange and ended up going on a shopping spree. The first thing I bought were 100 bonds. If you're not familiar, a bond in RuneScape grants you 14 days of in-game membership. After trading all the 100 bonds to my account, I now have almost 4 years of membership paid for me. I spent a majority of his coins on extremely nice armor and weapons, all of which went straight into my account. He still had about an extra billion, so I spent it on supplies I needed to level up an expensive skill of mine. By the end of the afternoon, he was left with a measly 150,000 coins in his bank, all of which I gave away to a guy cooking pizzas outside of the exchange. Nothing was left, so I decided to pick up a pile of bones off the ground and leave it solely in his bank. It might sound petty, but I laughed for a while. Imagine spending 14 years of your life playing this game, collecting items, etc., to log in one day to see nothing but a pile of bones in your bank. Now, I know what you're thinking. This is so cruel. You ruined the tens of thousands of hours that he put into the game. Well, it was time that he learned that I can be a bitch. A mean bitch. On top of spending every last coin he ever made, I leveled his defense skill. This may not sound bad. In fact, it sounds like a good thing. I helped his account progress, right? Well, no. Unfortunately for my ex, he had what players commonly refer to as a quote-unquote peer account, meaning he never, ever dared to level his defense skill from level 1. In order to keep the lowest defense stats but have the highest offensive stats, well, not anymore. Have fun with your permanent level 6 defense. Cycling through hundreds of possible forms of revenge in my head, I settled on getting rid of his house. It's quite an achievement in RuneScape to have a nice house of your own. In fact, he had one of the nicest houses I've ever seen in the game. In order to have built it, he must have spent well over a few billion coins. And too bad I disassembled it all in a matter of minutes, deleting it all into cyberspace. And there's no insurance either. He's gonna have to rebuy everything with his non-existent money if he wants a new house. Bye-bye, Cassidy cheater. Scrolling through his friends list, I decided to act as him and pay a visit to his friends who were currently online and admit that I had cheated on my girlfriend and was fully proud of it. If his friends hadn't removed him by that point, I removed them. All of them. Lastly, to add a beautiful cherry to this revenge-filled cake, I changed his username. You're able to change your username once a month on RuneScape, so I changed it to let everybody know that he's a dirty cheater. I obviously won't drop his username here, but I did the best I could to embarrass him with a 12-character limit. He should be able to reclaim his previous username in about 3 weeks, but if he waits too long, I'll be able to swipe it up and slap it on a throwaway account of my own, forever. He sent me a very hateful and aggressive message later that night, followed by pictures of him crying. I wrote him a sincere message, officially ending the relationship, while also scaring him away by threatening to take him to court, over sharing my nudes, and possibly filing a cease and desist if he were to contact me anytime soon. I don't plan on doing any of that, I just don't want to speak to him ever again. Guys, I've never played RuneScape, but I've read some of the comments in this post, and apparently, to anyone who's unfamiliar with RuneScape, 8.5 billion gold pieces in the game represents a real-world value in excess of $5,000. And here's another comment that says, "To all of those who never played RuneScape or don't know much about it, the sweetest part of the whole thing is the leveling of his defense from level 1 to 6. He could get his 8.5 billion coins back. He could buy it outright. But you can't unlevel a skill. There's nothing you can do to screw over that specific kind of account harder than to level the defense. If he wants his pure character back now, with defense left untouched, he has to start a new account." Guys, this is such a crazy, epic revenge. What do you guys think? Was it fair that OP did this to the guy, or do you think she may have crossed the line here by deleting 15 years of his life in a matter of hours? That wraps up another episode of r/pro revenge. If you guys didn't catch the last episode of r/pro revenge, OP goes full revenge mode when he finds out that his boss has plans to fire him after using him. Yikes. I hope you guys got your revenge fix for the day, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.